On Tuesday night, New Mexico will elect a Hispanic governor. We can say that with some certainty because both major parties have nominated Hispanic candidates. The race has attracted national attention for that reason, but New Mexicans say it's nothing unusual for their state. The Republican is John Sanchez, a one-term member of the state legislature and a businessman. The Democrat is Bill Richardson, who represented New Mexico in Congress for 15 years and served as ambassador to the UN and Secretary of Energy under President Clinton. Richardson is ahead in the polls, and as NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports, if he gets a big Hispanic vote, that could affect two House seats now held by Republicans.
In Valencia County, south of Albuquerque, there were rallies, fiestas, and matanzas in all the villages and little towns over this past weekend, and candidates were out looking for votes. At the Martinez farm in Arilina, about 200 neighbors gathered to greet gubernatorial candidate Bill Richardson and a cluster of other Democrats. At this fiesta, the food was a New Mexican combination of cultures, barbecue, beans, and pozole, that's a stew of hominy and green chili. Mashed potatoes might be at any political potluck, but here they come with red chili gravy. Candidate Bill Richardson, a big, expansive man in his middle 50s, switched languages in mid-sentence as people came to say hello.
¿Y esta señora?
Aurelia Aragón. I'm in a small business.
¿Es de usted?
Yes, so nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Speaking to the crowd, Richardson reached out for another Hispanic candidate, State Senator Richard Romero, who is running for Congress in the Albuquerque district.
And we are going to have a new congressman right here in this district in Richard Romero. Miren al Romero, he looks like a congressman, doesn't he?
Richardson's help is Romero's best hope, and although Richardson leads in the polls, he is campaigning hard to bring two new Democratic congressmen into office with him. Richardson is confident, but as he told the gathering in Adelina, not too confident.
The polls, they look good, don't they? But we cannot take this race for granted. The worst thing, lo peor que puede pasar es que digan, ya la tiene ganada, ya acabó.
The worst that can happen, Richardson told the Valencia County Democrats, is for people to say, the race is over, he doesn't need us.
The Elvis Presleys of Valencia County, look at them.
New Mexico is different from other states. For one thing, the numbers. More than 42% of the state is Hispanic. And then there's tradition. Brian Sandaroff runs a company called Research and Polling in Albuquerque.
In New Mexico, a high percentage of Hispanics are not what would be called immigrants. They're native New Mexicans, four, five, six, seven generations. In northern New Mexico, many Hispanics can trace their roots back 400 years. Hispanics run the city councils, the school boards, and the county commissions, and so they're empowered.
Hispanics are embedded in the power structure throughout the state, and nearly all are registered Democrats. Still, there are no guarantees.
Richard Romero, how are you, sir?
Fine.
Good to meet you. I'm running for Congress.
We saw congressional candidate Richard Romero in Peralta at a matanza, literally a killing. A pig is killed and barbecued that day. There was a horseshoe pitching out by the barn. The pig was cooking in a big converted oil drum, and the pig's head was hanging on a rack in case anyone wanted to take it home for sausages or tamales, and someone did. Romero told us that if he wins, it will be because of extra turnout.
We're going after the occasional Democrat, the occasional voter. There are Democrats that register and maybe vote one election and then don't vote for the next three or four elections. I mean, we do have the registration advantage of 50 to 36. Doesn't mean that that's necessarily an advantage if they don't vote. So we know that they're out there, so we will drag them to the polls.
Romero needs turnout, and he needs Hispanic Democrats to vote with the party. At that same matanza, lifelong Democrat Josie Sanchez told us that these days that is not a certainty.
The old Spanish people, like what you see here at these matanzas and stuff, they'll vote straight. That's where my father-in-law was. He said, when I started voting, he says, you vote straight, Democrat. But, you know, we can't tell our kids what to do anymore. If I tell my daughter she likes somebody on the Republican ticket, she might vote for that Republican.
The Republican candidate in this race, Congresswoman Heather Wilson, is running for a third term. She's never won by more than 50%. Romero is the first Hispanic she's faced. Still, voters seem to like her low-key, practical approach. At a breakfast fundraiser last Saturday, she talked about reforming education in New Mexico.
If I have a choice between the newest, best-equipped school in the city of Albuquerque for my kids and a great teacher under a cottonwood tree, I choose the great teacher under the cottonwood tree.
Unlike Wilson's two other elections, there is no Green Party candidate in this race to pull votes away from the Democrat. Polls show Wilson with a scant majority, Romero trailing, and a substantial undecided vote. Democrats have a better chance in the open seat in southern New Mexico. It's been Republican for 22 years. Republican State Representative Steve Pierce has had two visits from President Bush. The Democrat, State Senator John Arthur Smith, has been embraced by gubernatorial candidate Bill Richardson. Smith says he's a good match for southern New Mexico.
It's a conservative area. I mean, I'm pro-gun and pro-life. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm somewhat of a different kind of Democrat than what traditionally has run the last seven or eight election cycles.
Smith is running to the right to make sure conservative Democrats, Anglo and Hispanic, stay with him. As a result, these two candidates do sound almost exactly alike. This was a TV debate last week. Here is Pierce.
I think that the issues are extremely important. Water issues have riveted the nation. Education needs reform. We need new jobs in the 2nd District.
This is Smith.
I think this election and campaign is about Social Security. I think it's about prescription drugs. I think it's about the economy. And I think it's about the water issues for the state of New Mexico and the future of the state of New Mexico.
This race is too close to call. The real long shot on the New Mexico ballot is probably in the governor's race itself. Republican candidate John Sanchez is a first-term state representative. Last Sunday, Sanchez was at a barbecue at a ranch in Estancia that raises dairy cattle.
Well, the barbecue looks pretty good.
This is pinto beans, and this is barbecued brisket.
From the barbecue tent near the ranch house, we could see distant mountains on every side of the Estancia Valley and watch sandhill cranes flying over.
How you doing, guys? Good to see you. How are you? John Sanchez, good to see you. How are you?
A New Mexico native, Sanchez is young, attractive, and ambitious, but not particularly experienced.
The question is right now, can we win this election? I'm going to tell you, after being on the campaign trail for almost 20 months working hard, I've never felt more certain, more positive why we're going to win this election.
Sanchez believes that in future, Hispanic voters will turn to the Republican Party, a natural fit, he believes, for a culturally conservative community. Asked why that hasn't happened in the Southwest, despite considerable GOP effort, Sanchez said this.
The message has been there, whether it be delivered by Reagan, George W. now, other Republicans. Maybe the missing component is the right messenger, you see. And I see myself as one of those.
The Democratic candidate for governor, Bill Richardson, sees New Mexico as a model for other states.
I think New Mexico is a microcosm of what the United States is going to be in 20 to 30 years. I think what you're going to see in other southwestern states is a huge explosive growth of Hispanics, where at the very least Hispanics will hold the margin of power and victory in political races.
If the growing Hispanic population is to swing those victories in a Democratic direction, Richardson believes, Hispanics had better be part of the power structure, as they always have been in New Mexico. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Albuquerque.